Today my guests are Fernanda Saraiva and Esther Lee. Ladies, how are you?
Good.
Pretty good.
All right. Tell me about this virtual conference you're doing. What's the purpose of it?
Well, it's the MVP Virtual Conference. It's a platform for MVPs in the Americas region to present on their different topics. So we will be having five tracks: the developer track, the IT pro track, the consumer track, and a Spanish language track, as well as a Portuguese language track. So it's the Americas team coming together and giving the MVPs a platform to speak on awesome session content.
Awesome session. And you guys are part of the MVP program, right?
Yes.
What's your role?
Well, I am CPM. I'm responsible for the MVPs from Brazil. Mm-hmm. So currently we have 112 MVPs. Most of those are participating from the MVP conference. So this, I'm very proud of it.
I've been to the MVP summit before, and I have to say the Brazilian MVPs are among the rowdiest and loudest MVPs with their bright yellow shirts and their chants and so on.
Yeah, something I did. That was.
Were you in that group?
Yeah, I was.
That's right.
And what's the content going to be?
The content will be everything from Windows 10 to...
We are covering three main topics: developer content and IT pro content and consumer. And then you can drill down to topics from developer, from Windows Phone to Windows 10, from development architecture, and then you can jump to IT pros, and then you can cover cloud and server technologies, enterprise security, and then you can also jump to consumer, where you can find office things. Excel, productivity,
Office 365,
and
Office 365 app development.
Exactly.
Wow, that's a lot of topics. So it's all based around technology, all based around Microsoft technology, but a huge spectrum.
Yes, but the good thing is, especially in the developer space, there's a huge opportunity to talk about cross-platform and open source. So that is something that we will be picking up in some of the session topics as well.
Will be topics just on open source, or topics that'll like touch on open source from a Microsoft perspective?
They actually include open source opportunities that extend Microsoft technologies.
Okay.
Yeah, and from Brazil, we're also gonna have a very high topic. It's like DevOps, the system center, and lifecycle management. And we'll try to cover, of course, things like how to developer and developer security management, things like.
All right.
Regarding this topic.
Why a virtual conference? And actually, I should back up. What is a virtual conference?
They call virtual because all the sessions are going to be transmitted online. Mm-hmm. So our MVPs will be presented by wherever they are, and then our audience will be accessed this
It'll
content.
Be live online? They'll be delivering
it?
When is that?
May 14th and 15th. And the good thing about that is that will be after some of our major conferences, Build and Ignite being them. So a lot of the new announcements that are out about new tech launches and technologies and features will be available, and step-by-step demos given by MVPs.
Okay. And why did you choose a virtual conference as opposed to just in-person bringing people to one spot?
We thought this was an easy way for folks who don't have the time or the money to go to conferences or to trainings or even access some of the information resources that are already out there. So this is a great way for any average person, whether you're the hobbyist or the lingerer or the tried and true corporate developer who just doesn't have enough opportunity. This is an easy way to go and check in.
As the session is going to take a long day, all day long, so you have opportunity to, you know, jump in the session according to your time zone, according to your free time. Mm. So it's a great opportunity to choose the content according to your availability. So
Will it be available later, or is it recorded?
On demand. It will be available on demand.
Excellent. Tell me, you work with some partners. What's the technologies involved in this?
We are working with an awesome company. They are called
Event Builder.
L Plus is their particular technology.
Yes.
And they build it on top of Link capabilities. So it should be a great opportunity.
So do people have to have Link installed in order to attend the conference?
Not those who attend.
That's not necessary. All the platform is browser-oriented.
Just open up their browser, connect to a URL.
Just need a browser and headset or something too.
Okay, can you tell us the URL yet? Is that set?
Not yet, but we will have that available off of our MVP award website. So there will be a subpage.
What is that?
It is mvp.microsoft.com. And from there, you can search for MVP Conf, and there will be more information on registration there.
Okay, and this is for everybody, I think. I'm trying to think of, you mentioned software developers, IT pros, and consumers. Is there anybody that doesn't fall in that category?
information workers, business decision makers. I mean, we're really trying to capture the gamut of interest out there because our MVPs are all over.
Does this conference have a theme?
This conference has an awesome theme.
What is it?
Well, we're going to try to measure our power. So the themes choose for this conference is the power of community.
The power of community. And you guys are MVP leads, and so that's you're all about the community.
It's about showcasing the true power of the community, the organic and passionate service that the MVPs provide to the community with all their knowledge and time.
Okay. We were expecting over 80 MVPs along Americas, and from the audience perspective, we were expecting more. As with a web browser, we don't need anything installed in your computer. So we were expecting over 5,000 attendees during the session.
5,000 attendees, that's very ambitious.
Well, we're expecting, we already got this number in Brazil, so why not spread this through the rest of the Americas?
You got the number in Brazil with what?
Virtual conference is a has been leveraged by MVP Showcast.
Oh, you've done this before?
Yes.
In Brazil?
Yeah, only in Brazil for Portuguese language.
I see.
And we've had a version in Asia as well, Community Camp, which has also been a digital version of their offline in-person events as well. So this is a new version of a digital conference, a virtual conference that is being piloted by the Americas team for the MVP program.
Oh, I see. So that is exciting. So not only is it by the Americas team, but also you're doing it in multiple languages as well.
Mm-hmm.
Are you hitting the same topic in multiple languages then?
No.
Okay.
The sessions are independent. We try to choose separate sessions, separate teams.
So if I wanted, there may be a topic I want to hear that will be in Brazilian or Portuguese.
I have to learn Brazilian.
I'll
Portuguese.
Have to learn Portuguese in order to understand it.
Yeah, I have to understand the language. Yes.
Oh, that's unfortunate. I was blessed to be born learning English, and everybody else has to learn my language. I know it's not fair. I totally get that, but I just sort of won the genetic lottery.
Absolutely.
Okay, I'll work on that. Is there anything that we haven't talked about this conference that we should have?
No, but we're excited about it. We are putting a lot of energy, a lot of time into it. So the more you can get your word out there to help us learn about, or to help the community learn
Definitely.
About this fantastic free opportunity for
it's
them to leverage
free.
MVP information, MVP expertise and skills. We have some amazing presenters. Mm-hmm. We're excited, so please help us get the word out.
Are you getting, what date will the information be available?
Well, we're planning a go live on April 6th. So
okay.
Registration will open April
6th. And the registration will be open.
Okay, this show should be out about that time.
Perfect. Oh. That's great.
Ladies, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You and your friends are invited
to learn about technology
at the
MVP Virtual Conference.